agus fáilte go dtíon clár cum an lúcla a scéal na seachtain a seo mí Tom Cormack with you as usual on Wednesday night until 9 o'clock and as always at this time of the week we hope you stay with us right through because we've got two very interesting people for you tonight indeed and of course as everybody knows it's All-Ireland final week and the build-up is already underway unfortunately not here in Donegal but it's down Mayo and it's up in Dublin as well and I'm delighted to see I'm joined by two Well, men who have their colours up. One is Dinis Doyle here in Letterkenny, a former, still a Dub, a native of Dub, but I think living long enough in Donegal to have got the passport at this stage, but still a Tubro Dub. Good night to you, Dinis.
Thank you very much, Tom. Gurumaha good.
And also on the phone, I have a very good friend of mine, actually, and a great Mayo fan, though I know a big Donegal fan as well, and really a legend of football in Dunlow, Liam Riley. Liam, good night to you.
Good night, Tom. How's things?
Good. How are you? Are you well?
Not so bad, Tom. Not so bad. I had a bit of a hassle all week, but not so bad today.
Good stuff. And I'm sure, as always, like all me omen at this time of the year, full of anticipation.
Sorry, Tom.
I'm sure, Liam, like all me omen at this time of the year, full of anticipation when you get to the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, we're there anyway, Tom.
That's important. We'll get back to you in a minute, Liam. But first of all, Dinis, as I said, a true blue Dub brought up on the north side of Dublin, reared on the north side of Dublin, I suppose, could see Croke Park from the house.
I could indeed, Tom. I could, you know, brought up in Dublin in Marino, the parish of the famous St. Vincent's Club. Went to school in Colossimer on Parnell Square. They produced many fine footballers, including Robbie Kelleher, Brian Mullins, and of course the Christian Brothers ethos of play Gaelic games, hurling and football has always been with me.
Right. And tell me, as a Dub living in Donegal, what 40-something years is
about
it?
41 years, Tom.
41 years.
Yeah.
Tell me, what does All-Ireland Weekend, what did it mean to you when you were younger?
Oh, it was a fantastic occasion. When I was younger, Tom, I lived at 30 minutes walk to Croke Park.
Yeah.
And the big thing then was you didn't need tickets.
Yeah, you could walk and pay the turnpike.
And you
could be lifted over the turnstile.
Well, yes, exactly. And, you know, I saw the great players, you know, the Mick Higgins of Cavan, you know, and the Mikey Sheehys and the Tiggy Lins and the Paddy Sheehys and people like that and the Connemore Orcs and the famous Meath footballers and the Galway players and, you know, the Jerry O'Malley and what have you, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And can you recall the first time you went to Croke Park?
Yeah, the first time I went to Croke Park was probably when I was 10 years of age and my father, who was from Kildare, actually, his brother won two senior championships with a tie and my mother's brother won two senior championships with a tie. But my father brought me to Croke Park and we were under the old Cusick stand. Dublin were playing Kildare. He hated Dublin. Oh, he'd no time for Dublin whatsoever.
He was like all country.
You know, but that was my first introduction, but I've been there over 60 All-Irelands, you know.
And can you remember the first All-Ireland?
The first All-Ireland was 1952, Cavan and Meath. I always remember there was a fierce gale playing into the railway end and the ball went out to the left corner where the Nally stand is now and nobody followed it, only Edwin Carlin of Cavan. Got it, kicked it over the bar. Match was a draw.
Yeah.
The replay, Cavan won. Mick Higgins was the star and Peter O'Donoghue.
Yeah. Of course, Cavan were big that time, weren't they?
They were very big that time, yes. They were indeed. Yeah, there's some great players.
Yeah. And of course, only the year before was the last time the Mayo won it, so that tells you how long it's been.
That's right, 1951, yes. Yeah. And you know, Tom, it's interesting to note that the first time Mayo played in an All-Ireland final was 1916.
Right. 100 years.
Maybe that is something to say on Sunday.
Right, yeah.
It'd be nice for them to celebrate. Yeah, I was checking that, yeah.
Yeah. And I think they've only met Dublin once before in All-Ireland, I think. It's 1920-something or other.
Was it 29, I think, something like that. Yeah, I'm not sure on that one, Tom. Yeah, you know, but there was great rivalry in the 50s there with Sean Flanagan and Pádraig Joe Cahy and Ollie Freen and Heffo and those lads, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have met in semi-finals.
They did, semi-finals. Yes, they did indeed. You know, there's always been a great interest in Dublin Mayo games, you know.
I think Dublin are the one, or Mayo are the one county that they don't seem to have any great enemies, do they? I think, or is it out of sympathy for them, the fact that they haven't won All-Ireland?
No, I think, you know, they had household names, you know, Sean Flanagan and Eamon Mongey and Paddy Prendergast and the Muldericks and people like that. And you know, they were from the West. And, you know, people at times get, you know, we've enough of Kerry.
Hmm.
It's Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. And it's great to see teams like Mayo there and teams like, you know, Donegal in particular. And Donegal have done very, very well over the last few years. They've done magnificent, you know.
And of course, you saw the great Willie Joe Patton as well.
I did indeed. I saw the great Willie Joe Patton. I saw the Bill Casey playing fullback for Mayo too, and John Allen.
Well, of course, as I said, Dennis, the voice of Dennis Doyle. Dublin followers, he has the blue and white flag up in Carnamugga, and I know the red and green is up in St. Cronus Terrace in Dunloe as well. And Dennis Doyle mentioned Willie Joe Patton there, Liam, and of course, very close family connection with you. You're a cousin of his.
Tom, Willie Joe Patton is a cousin of mine, so Willie Joe Patton and T.J. Kilgallen were one of the two outstanding midfielders Mayo ever had in my time.
Yeah.
But going back to when Mayo won their first 1936, they only won 3 All-Irelands, Tom, and they were beaten many in a good few All-Ireland finals.
Yeah.
So the sorest one of me was the year they beat Donegal. Donegal beat them in 92.
Yeah,
I was in a wild spot there. I knew that of the Donegal football. I knew all the Donegal footballers.
That was the
semi final,
wasn't it?
Yeah. The semi
final, yeah. Yeah, and of course Willie Joe was playing.
Paddy Brogan came on that day, so he played for Donegal before that for 2 years, and he left the wrong year. He would have got us all out in the middle if he had to stay.
Yeah.
But it was obviously
mixed emotions that day for you, weren't it? But obviously delighted that Donegal went on.
I was because I had men like Gally Walsh and Brian Murray, Declan Boner, James McEwen, boys in the minor team in 83.
Yeah, because you were a county minor manager, weren't you?
I was county manager them years, yeah.
Yeah. And tell me, back in your earlier years, Liam, when you were growing up, like, who were the big men in Mayo in that time, you know, can you recall?
Well, the big men that I heard them all talking about in Mayo in the earlier years was a fellow called Seamus O'Malley. They used to talk about him, captain 31 team.
Yeah.
And Flanagan captained the...
Sean Flanagan, yeah.
Sean Flanagan captained the 50 and 51 team.
Yeah, of course, he was at the Rolls team. He was a Roscommon man. He was from Ballard.
I know. This year, they come in the back door there, so maybe this will be the year. So hopefully, anyway, they'll do us proud on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of team he's going to put out on Sunday, but there's... There are not many changes in the team in the last 5 years. There are not many changes. There are only 2 or 3 different changes.
I'd
be worried about their full back line, you know?
Yeah, I know, Liam, that everybody's talking about Dublin as the raging hot favourites, but there's a lot of people, and I don't know whether it's people are just wishing that Mayo will win, but there's people who aren't ruling out Mayo winning this one at the same time.
I'm meeting a lot of people that say Mayo has a chance on Sunday.
Yeah.
The bookies have them at Dublin at 4-11, Mayo 3-1, which are, and mine even 1-8 minus 3,
yeah.
Or plus 3.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be good enough, but plus 3 minus money.
Yeah.
And
of course, the man beside me here as well.
Yes.
I know that Dennis.
Tom, I'm very hardy.
You're all right. You're okay. You're doing fine. And of course, the man beside me here, Dennis Doyle, is one of those people. I know he hopes Dublin win, but he's not ruling out Mayo, Dennis.
Certainly not, Tom. Hello, Liam.
Yes.
How are you?
Tom, how are you? How's it going, Dennis?
Just coming back there, one of my favourite Mayo footballers was the late Tom Langan.
Tom Langan, aye.
Yeah, full forward. Great man for boxing goals.
He boxed the ball into the net.
He would, yeah.
We heard talks about that. I hear people talking about that. Then there was Porter Kearney.
That's right, of course. Flying Doctor.
And Gilvary, boys like that.
Yeah.
There was another great player there in Mayo, and Ollie Freeney himself used to have battles. It was Willie Casey. Hello?
Yeah, Willie was involved in management later on, and I think he tried to inveigle you back to Mayo, didn't he, shortly after you came up here?
Are you talking to me, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, the thing I see about Mayo and management is that they've changed the management very often in the last 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
There have been many managers, like, and the year, the 96... When Mahon was in charge.
John Mahon, yeah.
I was disappointed they should have won that final.
Yeah, that was...
And then again in the semi-finals against Kerry in the two draw games.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the draw game and they had to go down to Thurles to play
the replay.
To play the final. They got beaten, narrowly beaten. They could have won All Ireland that year as well.
Yeah.
But hopefully, Tom,
Tell me, Liam, what about this curse?
Tom, I don't believe in that curse at all.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that curse at all.
Like
Paddy Pendergast and men like that. Paddy and Paul Carney are the only two left now, and people are saying, you know, that this curse still stands. I don't believe in that curse at all.
Yeah, and just remind us, what was that curse again? What was it?
It was something about a funeral, Tom.
Yeah, the team in 51 did the pass a funeral on the
road. And the priest was supposed to say after that they'd never win in All Ireland.
Well, those men were there.
I don't believe in that at all, Tom.
They've been close, and they've had I was just looking back to the records as well. They've probably been the last 20 years in more All-Irelands than they had been up to that. They've really, you know, they've really blossomed to become one of the top teams in the country.
Mayo would be one of the top teams in the company. They've won. I know many leagues. They've won a good few leagues as well. You know.
Yeah.
They're in semi-finals and finals in the last 20 years, and they're just unlucky that they can't get over the line, Tom.
They
can't get over the line at all. Like that Kerry on the rattle and four years ago maybe.
Yeah.
They had them rattling and the. Another game that stands out in my memory too is the Meade match the year that Emma McCain was sent off, Tom.
Oh yeah, that was against Meade.
High ball came into the square and hopped over the bar.
Yeah. I think that was scored by Colm Coyle.
Colm Coyle, father from Gidoar.
Yeah. Anyway, just stay with us, Liam, for a moment. Just back to you.
I'll say okay, Tom. Okay.
Dennis, back to you, I suppose. You've seen great Dublin teams, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah. The current team, I'd say it's on a par with Hevels. Only on a par. If they win on Sunday, they're tops.
Right.
They're tops.
Yeah.
Because Hevels...
That was the team of the 70s.
They played very good Kerry teams with great footballers, you know. And they won... I don't know how many All-Irelands, but...
Three or four. Yeah.
And they had good players themselves, but Kerry had a brilliant team. And, you know, it's hard to be, you know, to compete with Kerry at that time was difficult for Dublin. But they did it. But I do think that the current team, they are very, very focused. They're all excellent footballers, you know. And they can slow a game down. Mm-hmm. If you watch Kieran Kilkenny there, he's the guy who will dictate when it's needed. He did it against Donegal. He did it against Kerry, you know. They have an excellent kicker now in Dean Rock. Now, beginning of the year, he wasn't that good, but he's now top form with him. To win an All-Ireland...
Well, he's not only a kicker now, he's very involved.
Exactly, he's starting to score from play.
Yeah.
But to win an All-Ireland, you need a good place kicker, you know.
Yeah.
But Dublin... You know, Dublin, I would prefer Dublin were playing Kerry in the final because over the years, Mayo have put them to the sword.
Yeah.
They really have.
They drew them last year. Eh?
They're very unlucky. I was at the game. I was at the replay. They were unlucky again. And then, of course, they beat them 3 or 4 years ago. So Dublin will be ready for Mayo. They got a warning.
Yeah.
You know, Mayo will have to play with intense, but they'll have to play for 70 minutes,
yeah.
I would reckon. They also have to decide where they're going to play Aidan O'Shea. I would play him in the foot forward line, say, for the first 20 minutes, see how it goes. They're a good footballing team, Mayo.
Yeah.
You know, they
probably don't have the strength and depth, though.
No, this is the thing, you see, the subs. Mayo have 3 good scoring forwards, Dublin have 9.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah. And I would think that Gavin, at halftime, he'll bring on probably McCauley and McManaman, fresh legs. And McManaman will run. And McCauley will run and Fenton will hold midfield.
Kevin McMenamin, I always feel, is very unfortunate that he's such a super impact player, because he's you know, he's the every other county in the country be first choice.
Absolutely. They detest him in Kerry, sure. He does the damage every year he comes on against Kerry. Yeah, he's a brilliant footballer. He's got that stature. He's got the right build.
Yeah.
You know, he can cut through. He doesn't go around a man. He'll go for him and then he'll, you know.
Mm. Anyway, back to those All-Irelands. Memorable All-Irelands, even not involving Dublin.
Oh, the 54 when Mead beat Kerry. There were two players impressed me that day. There was a full forward for Mead called Tom Moriarty, a Kerry man.
Yeah.
And they had this young player who had only come on the scene called Michael Grace, right half forward.
Grace.
Yeah. And they beat Kerry that year. Yeah.
54.
Right. Yes, 54. Dublin in 55 had hammered Mead in the Leinster final. Heffernan started roving full forward.
Yeah.
They came up against Kerry. Dublin red hot favourites. Ned Roach was playing full back from Kerry. He put the clampers on Heffernan, and Kerry won.
Hmm.
Against the odds.
Yeah.
So I mean, Sunday is All Ireland Day. On the day, a black card, bad referee decision, bad goalkeeper kick out, or the weather.
Yeah.
Could change things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the old cliches, isn't it, indeed? Tato Agesha Clash and Clark come on Luke Claskin, the Shockman shall meet Tom Comack. My special guest tonight is Dinis Doyle, a true blue Dub fan living in Letterkenny here, and of course highly involved at St. Junan's down the years, especially. And we'll talk to Dinis a little about that one time, because I know Anthony Molloy has claimed the fame of being the first Donegal man to take the Sam Maguire to Donegal. I think Dinis Doyle has another view on that one. And of course we also have Liam Riley, a great stalwart and a very good friend of mine from Mayo, Belmullet and Mayo. And of course he's living in Dunloe, and of course a legend of football out the west, and certainly a lot of players and came through his hand, including Tony Boyle, Adrian Sweeney, just a couple in more recent times. But we're just going to for a quick ad break and we'll be back in a second. Walter Rash, could you and Clark come and Luke Claskill? Just a pity we're not on television, because Dinis Doyle, one of my guests, has some fantastic photographs brought in here with him. One, it's Stephen Cluxton scoring the winning point in what was that? Was 2000 and what?
Was it 11?
11, was it? Against Kerry, anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
The last kick of the match.
Yeah, the last kick of the game. I thought he was further out, didn't
I? No, he wasn't. So did I. It was an easy kick for a left footed kicker, really.
Yeah, it was indeed. It looked more difficult on the day.
It did.
In real life. And we've got a picture of Dinis Doyle here with the Sam Maguire and a wee boy in it as well.
That's Paul, my son Paul.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, tell us the story about that. You got the Sam Maguire here.
I did, in 1978. A great friend of mine, I used to be a delegate at County Board when I was playing minor
in Dublin,
and Jim King was then secretary. He was the first, I think, full-time secretary of a county board.
Yeah, and a good one as well.
He used to come up to me on holidays, so I kind of felt, I said, I'd like to give the club a boost here. You know, any chance you could bring Sam up for the festival?
That's the Letterkenny Festival.
The Letterkenny Folk Festival. And he brought it up, and he also brought a team up. And the festival was on display in the regional college, or the cup was on display in the regional college, and they were on a lorry down to town, all dressed impeccably in their blue and the what have you. Now, Eunice had to scrape for the team at the time. So,
What age group was it? Under 16, was it?
Under 16, I think it was. So the following year, I spoke to Jim. Jim said, look, we'll have a rematch. We'll try and get it for Croke Park before the league final between Dublin and Kerry.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
And the Donegal boys came down.
Was it Donegal team this time?
Yes, Donegal.
Yeah.
They came down. They played at Dublin. I think it was under 16. Tony McCall from Letterkenny sponsored the cup and they won.
Did they all beat Dublin Croke Park?
They did, and they went to the hill and they got a great reception. And I said, well, Doyle, that's great. You've done something for Donegal football, you know.
Yeah. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, you were telling me the other day, a couple of those members did go to the hill eventually in 92?
Yes, they did. And I know that Anthony Molloy played and Matt Gallagher played.
Yeah.
And there was a left corner forward, Vincent Fury. I think he was from Donegal Town. Beautiful footballer.
Lenties.
Was it Lenties? Yeah. Fabulous footballer. and he wasn't heard of after, you know. Pity, really.
Yeah,
you know.
I think he immigrated to America or New York.
That it? Yeah,
so anybody in Lynch's listening, let them know that Dennis Doyle thought that Vincent Fury. Yeah, Vincent actually was a member of a squad, as far as I remember, of that 1982 Donegal All-Ireland on the 21 team, the first ever team.
He was a lovely footballer.
Yeah, so anyway, the clock is catching up on us here. Liam, I know you're probably not going to the game. You're going to be watching it.
I'll be watching the game, Tom, and I'll be stuck into the television from 1:30 to see what's going to happen. But I tell you, Tom, I'd be a bit worried about my old full back line.
Yeah.
And I know they have a good centre half back line. The half back line is a good enough thing, but they need to, Tom, play out of their skin if they're going to play, as Vincent said there. They need to play for 70 minutes. And they need to rise on their former displays against the different teams they've beat up to this.
Yeah.
They need to just give 100% the whole way, because the players mentioned there, like Rock and
Connolly
and all these boys of Dublin. He was speaking there about them. They're all, you know, and they have a stronger bench than Mayo, I would say. But maybe on the day, Tom, if we'd be lucky enough.
And Liam, Mayo are a team and a county that can produce one of those days, you know, and they have.
They could rise to the occasion, and please God they will.
Yeah.
And I'd say that the most of Ireland is behind them on the day.
Yeah,
you watched the programme last night. The Kerry man said that he hopes that God would give medals to the Mayo men. And Eamon McGee was on. Did you watch the programme last night, Tom?
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, it was a great programme last night. It went on. Willie Joe was on, and Mahan was on. And Mahan was one of the luckiest men in 86, 87 when he didn't win a couple of All-Irelands then, you know.
Yeah.
And we had a great O'Mahony then. He went to
John
Galway.
O'Mahony, yeah.
He went to Galway, and he won two All-Irelands in Galway.
Yeah.
And
Of course, Mayo have won a lot at minor, and as you said, they
have won a lot of minor.
Yeah. And of course, I know your own brother Tom won in All Ireland.
Tom won. He was a sober and on 21 team.
Yeah.
So
well done to Liam Riley. Great to hear you sharing your story.
Tom, thanks very much for having me on.
Not at all.
And I had a better day today anyway than I had all week.
I know you had a mishap, and it's great to hear that.
I had a better day. I got great
news.
We'll say
an extra prayer on Saturday.
Tom, you'll call.
I'll call to see you soon, maybe tomorrow night. You never know.
Okay, give me a shout, Tom.
Liam, nice to talk with you.
Yeah, very nice.
And may the best team win.
I hope it's the Dubs,
but if Mayo win, I'll be the first to congratulate them. They deserve an All-Ireland.
Good to hear you on. And you mentioned some of the players that I was going to mention there in the Dublin team.
He stole
the thing from me. I would have mentioned those Dublin men too, because I know that they're a serious operator.
Anyway, Liam,
they'll never beat.
Liam, look, good to hear from you, and I put on the kettle. I'll be up tomorrow night.
You'll be up tomorrow night. Okay, Tom.
thanks
very much. Thanks,
thank you. Slán lat. Slán lat, Liam. Well done, Liam Riley. Great to hear you sharing the stories. We often hear you in your own home. Thank you for all you've done in the Rosses from the McGarvey clan. And anyone ever in Dunloe and wants a cup of tea, up to Liam and Margaret Riley in St. Cronin's Terrace. And it's always a full house, and it's a good G house. Don't talk any other sport in it anyway. Look at Dennis. It's lovely having you as well. What's the ritual now for the weekend?
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's great to talk about the GAA, one of my passions. I'll head to Croke Park. I'll head to Dublin probably on Saturday evening. Meet a few friends, have a pint, and relax on the morning, and head up for the minor game.
Yeah.
Because I think it's All-Ireland Day. Don't miss the minor game. Many people come in half-time or something.
Yeah, the Dubs are very guilty of that, aren't they?
Well, they're probably not the 100% genuine Dubs, you know.
But it's a great time, great day to meet people.
It is. It's a great day, and it's amazing the people that you meet. You know, I met the last at the semi-final, I met Paddy Riley, the singer.
Yeah.
You know, and I met Paddy Cullen, you know.
Yeah.
Another day I met Tony Hanahoe, you know, and Yeah, it's a great occasion. It really is.
And will you stay up on celebrations?
But I'll have to stay up for Saturday night because I watch the Sunday game, you know.
All right.
If I get the bus back, I'll miss it. So I'll wait till Monday morning.
Great. So there you have it. Thanks again to Dennis Doyle for joining us tonight. Also, thanks to Liam Riley for joining us from his home in Dunloe. And good to hear that Liam got good news today as well. And that's about it from me from the GAA programme for this week. Just to remind you, of course, that All-Ireland final is next Sunday. It's Dublin versus Mayo. Dublin going for two in a row. I think Kerry were the last time to do that. I'm not sure. Tyrone tried it, Donegal tried it, but failed to do it. My thanks also to Jimmy Stafford on sound, and of course it's Galway versus Kerry, the reigning champions, in the minor final as well. Dennis Doyle isn't going to miss that either. Until Gian Stockton the Huggin, or me, Tom Colmack, and from Jimmy Stafford on sound, Slán agus Beannacht.